Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county, and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Oh, wait.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Town Talk Show. We are having fun already this morning. This is Kelsey Slaughter here with Danessa Churchwell, and we have all of our BISD administrators with us this morning, and also Mr. Will Hawkins, our newly elected school board member, who we're happy to have in the studio with us this morning. So we're going to talk to them about the meeting that took place last night, but before we do, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band, staying in front of technology using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books, great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
At Ratliff Funeral Home, pre-planning services will bring peace of mind, and it relieves your family from future financial obligations. You make decisions with a clear mind. Pre-planning is a thoughtful gift. The family needs to reflect on the memories without making decisions at an emotional time. Pre-arranging is a smart financial decision. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
And welcome back to the Town Talk Show. This is Kelsey Slaughter once again with Danessa Churchwell, and we are pleased to have the Brownfield ISD admin team with us, as well as our newly elected school board official, Mr. Will Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, we're happy to have you. Well, for those listeners that might not know anything about you, can you just give us a little bit about who you are and your experience with education and a little bit about your family? That's a lot, but just summarize all that for us.
My daughter's probably spent more time being on your radio recently than I have, so yeah. I've got to get used to this. But I have three children. My daughter, Rachel, is over at the high school. I've got a son, Simeon, over at Oak Grove, and Aaron, who's currently at Colonial Heights. My wife is a teacher by trade. She is stay-at-home mom right now, and she's loving every minute of that. I was an English teacher before I was an assistant principal and principal, so I have some years in that experience, and I currently work in education still in Hobbs. And so I enjoyed my time here as an administrator here in Brownfield, and when I had the opportunity to take an opportunity to grow in my field, I did, but we still were able to stay here and find our home in Brownfield.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to hearing more from you regarding this meeting and all the other meetings. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So let's get started about the meeting last night. We had a two-location meeting. The first part of the meeting was giving awards, and that was a lot of kids in there that you guys got to honor. Does somebody want to elaborate a little bit more about what that was? For the academic awards?
Sure. I mean, it's the so that dual meeting, the split meeting, that was a tradition here for years and years, long before I was here. This is my fourth year. And so it's just a great opportunity for the community and the parents and the staff and the kids to get together for those kids who have taken it to the next level. So anybody who had made it to the state level is who get recognized at the May meeting, besides the regular Teacher of the Month and the Student of the Month. And I just think that we do a great job of just recognizing them one more time for their state accomplishments. And so that's athletics, it's academics, like academic athletic, it's the band, which Mr. Balderas made a good point to tell me. He was looking back, and 2 years ago there were only 14 students who made it to that state level, and this year there were 30 plus. Anyway, so that just increases and increases. Just a great opportunity to honor those kids and friends of the community.
It was neat being there last night. You could really see the pride on their faces as they got their certificates and their recognition.
But it's a huge accomplishment to make it to the state level. And then don't let me forget, Miss Jeannie Brown has two students that are going to the national level.
Wow.
And that's never been done here before. And so that was Dylan Dyer and Darian Doris. And so FBLA, they'll go to California the last part of June, early July, and get to compete at the national level. And so, again, that's never been done. And so what a great opportunity to honor our success.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. And so going on to the Teacher of the Month and the Student of the Month, Ms. Bonda, would you like to let us know about them?
Yes, thank you, and good morning. last night, Alizé Garza was presented as the 8th grade student of the month for Brownfield Middle School. She was introduced by her principal, Jerry Estrada, and was given a certificate by Yvonne Rocha, board member. Things that were said about Alizé: she is a terrific and amazing student. She's always willing to participate in class. She works hard, and she's pleasant and respectful, which I think that is so great. And it was a great honor to see her last night and have her presented there in front of everyone. Also presented was the Employee of the Month. Mr. Estrada got a little emotional, as y'all remember, over this one. Yvonne Rocha was also the presenter, but our Employee of the Month was Ms. Darla Jean Swain. She's the librarian at BMS, and lots of great things were said about Ms. Swain. You know, she's been with us in the district for a long time. She's a super lady. She's very helpful. She's always smiling. She shares her expertise. She's great in math, and one great thing that Mr. Estrada said about her is that she's a life changer. She's impacted lives for generations. And so we appreciate all her hard work and everything that Ms. Swain does for all of our students and staff. So those were the
she's
two presented.
She's going to be greatly missed.
Yes, she is.
As she retires.
Yes, she is.
Okay, and then also after that we had the canvassing of the election by Tony. And he just basically, that's just a formality, just announcing the results. Is
right.
that correct?
It's a legality. Absolutely, that you canvass those and just announce it, make it official from the board. And actually, it's funny, the law says there only has to be like 3 board members there to do that, but we always do it at a regularly called meeting.
Okay.
And so.
And then Tony was elected as the president in a 3-4 vote. So he is our new president. And then the other officers elected were, would you guys help me remember, for vice president?
Fred Cawthon was vice president, and then Yvonne Rocha, secretary.
Okay, and you chose not to move, y'all chose not to do the assistant secretary
right.
this time.
I think last year it was Randy. they'd never had one before, and so I don't think that he had any duties this last year as the assistant secretary, so.
Okay.
he was sad, though.
Yeah, I can tell he was upset about that. So let's go ahead and take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get our reports from the rest of you. So stay tuned.
At Adventure Marketing, we are a full-service advertising and public relations company. Adventure Marketing can help you develop and implement a marketing plan custom-tailored for the needs of your company. Let our team be there every step of the way to grow your business, from advertising, public relations, and promotional products to event planning, print, and web design. Adventure Marketing, fresh ideas in advertising.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we're not just your local pharmacy, we're your neighbors. The staff at Clinic Pharmacy is dedicated to helping take care of you and your family. Whether you need a prescription filled, your cholesterol checked, or just have a question, we're here to help you in any way we can. That's just what neighbors do. We're right around the corner, so come by and see us at Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, or give us a call at 637-7049.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We are visiting with the BISD admin team and also newly elected school board member, Mr. Will Hawkins. And let's go on to the curriculum report, Mr. Vasquez. Would you like to share with us? You said you got some star results in.
Yeah, we did. We got our fifth and eighth grade reading and math preliminary scores. This is SSI grade level for our students, and so they get to test again, or they did test again a couple of weeks, actually last week, I should say. So this is a preliminary first round. Our fifth grade reading was a little lower than last year. We're expecting them to increase quite a bit. Our fifth grade math increased by 8 percentage points. Eighth grade reading kind of stayed the same, took a little dip. But the thing we were highlighting last night was our eighth grade math scores, which came up 20 points from wow. where they were last year. Different cohorts, but that was kind of one of the highlights of our results. And again, these are just preliminary scores. When we get the cumulative scores after they test, after we get the testing results, which will be May the 30th for 5th and 8th grade, and then we'll get everybody from 3 through EOC back in, they come in multiple reporting dates, like the EOCs at the high school, we'll get those returned on June the 2nd. All the 3 through 8 we'll get back on June the 14th. And so we'll, I'd say by mid-June, we'll get preliminary scores again. And when I say preliminary scores, when we get our taper report in November, it usually comes out in October, November, those are the official results from TEA. And then we found our, you know, get our accountability rating, things of that sort. So the other thing I reported last night was our ACE program. Oak Grove is doing homework help from 7 to 8. We'll continue that for 2 weeks. But there's no more enrichment for the next couple of weeks. We'll go back on the 26th of this month through June the 23rd, and then we'll provide ACE opportunities for our four campuses, high school, middle school, Oak Grove, and Colonial Heights. And that is from 8 to 12. And so our kids will continue the ACE program. And I also informed the board last night that we have another year of the ACE. That grant has given opportunities for our kids that, you know, they deserve just like everybody else, and it really has helped financially with the district. This is our third year in the grant, and when it's all said and done, it brought in $2.1 million to our budget, so it was a huge grant, and our kids have definitely benefited from that, from technology to enrichment opportunities, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, and as that grant comes to a close, are there other opportunities that we can seek to kind of fill that loss we're going to have for the programs, or is there anything like it?
We're looking at some options. Mm-hmm. Once you're in this cycle of the 21st century, you can't go back into it.
Right.
And so we can't apply for that anymore, but we are looking at other possible grants that might provide assistance financially for, you know, continuing the enrichment programs,
right,
which has been a good deal for our kiddos.
Mm-hmm. And back to the testing, when you say the students that have already retested, will their retest results be what goes into the accountability rating?
Yes.
Okay.
Like 5th and 8th grade, this is the first round of testing that I provided the information for our school board last night. And then they tested last week, reading tested on Tuesday and math on Monday, I believe. And so when we get those scores on May the 30th, those two scores are combined cumulative, and then that will be into our accountability. So they just add those two together and come up with one reading score for fifth grade math and eighth grade as well.
And then we have the flex schedule coming up. Mm-hmm. And then that is, for those that may not know, that's something different than summer school, correct?
Correct. And the flex year will start, as you will know, well, if you don't know, our kids will graduate Friday, this Friday, our high school seniors. We'll start the flex year on the 19th as well, or the 18th, I should say. Parents should have already received letters, been contacted by principals. There's a criteria that is sent out, and hopefully everybody received that information from our campuses. And so basically the flex is just to give those 2 weeks of kind of a head start for summer school and kids that are not at grade level and just need that extra assistance. So more individual students, smaller class sizes, and more teachers to utilize to help our students. So that'll be coming up.
Okay. And then when will a parent know if their child needs to go to summer school? Should they already know that?
Or they should already know that. And so the criteria is out for every campus. You know, like, you know, kinder, Colonial Heights, they don't have any state assessments, but we do have other assessments for student progress measures and things of that sort. So they have already received that. If they have not, they need to contact their campus principal and get information. But I know our administration has either called individual parents or send out information through the mail.
Okay, great. Well, let's move on to Bobby. You gave your report, and you had several items to cover.
Yeah, we kind of gave an update on the hailstorm last month. We had an auto and property adjuster come out to survey the damage. We haven't received detailed reports yet, but from what they've communicated to Brian Pive, our maintenance director, it sounds like the vehicles had some slight damage. We had about 7 vehicles that weren't covered under the bus barn. And they said that those had some slight damage. The biggest roof issues came at Oak Grove with some possible flashing damage. They also mentioned minor roof issues here and there throughout the district. And then several air conditioner units appear to have damage as well. We aren't sure how extensive the AC damage is yet, but someone else is supposed to come look at those. So overall, it sounds like nothing major at this point from the hailstorm, but hopefully by next month's meeting, we'll have a detailed report on exactly how much damage we're looking at. We also gave an update on, we received some preliminary property values from the appraisal district at this point. We received those a few weeks ago. We have property in Terry and Yoakum counties. And our values have been declining for the last 4 years in a row. And it appears this year we'll be looking at an increase in our property values for the first time, you know, in about 5 years. And from what they submitted, it looks like we could be looking at about an 8% increase in our property values at this point. Which historically these numbers we receive in April are conservative, so they could be even higher when we receive our final values at the end of July. Other than that, we gave updates on those items, and then we had the only action item we had was for our audit engagement. We're required by TEA to have external auditors come audit us on a yearly basis. We took that item last month, and it was to the meeting last month, and it was tabled. They wanted us to check with our local CPAs to see if they had an interest in pursuing that audit. We checked with the ones here in Brownfield that had some type of prior audit experience, and none of them wanted to submit a proposal this year. They said possibly next year, but they didn't want to pursue anything at this point this year. So that was we had a proposal from Bollinger, Seegers, Gilbert, and Moss. They've been our auditors for about the last 15 years, and so that was approved last night as well.
And going back to the hail damage for just a minute, you did mention about the deductibles last night and what that might cost.
Yeah, our deductible on wind and hail is $25,000, which is district-wide, not per structure. And then our deductible for our autos is $1,000 per vehicle. So we ought to have a better idea next month when we get our final report on how much we might have to spend to fix everything.
Okay. And it was also brought up, Dr. Monroe, you kind of updated us about, there was previously discussed an issue with the roof on the vocational part of the high school, and you said that this was something different, that had kind of been being fixed or worked on.
Without a doubt, it still needs a new roof. Mm-hmm. But I know that Brian Pive has had some work done that's temporary. Okay. And so the question was, is how much water damage had been done And as Bobby said, that's still under investigation, but we hadn't heard that there was any inside water damage.
Okay.
But absolutely, that roof still needs to be addressed. I think it's the only one left in the district that does. And so, but as you know, roofing, as you know from your own houses, roofing is an ongoing issue.
Right.
But we have, Brian Piva and Bobby stays on it. Miss Bonda does. They address it as needed.
Okay, great. And that brings us to enrollment.
All right, enrollment. You want all of it?
Yeah.
So, as you know, the enrollment is from this time last year, right. so not all year, not the high point, the low point. At the high school, down 16, 437 is what we have right now. BEC, 35, that's up 3. Middle school, 383, that's down 14. Oak Grove, 546, down 6. Colonial Heights, 257, down 12. Bright Beginnings, 169, that's up 4. So overall, the district, 1827, and that's down 41.
All righty. Well, are there any final words before we go? How many days do we have left in the school year? this week, for unless you're on flex, so it's coming to a close after it went kind of quickly this year. So,
well, I would like to invite everybody to graduation. I think somebody referred to that already, but it's this Friday night, weather permitting, 8 p.m. at Cub Stadium. And so it's always a wonderful event. It's all about our students, and it's just such a happy event to see them walk across the stage and celebrate all their years of effort.
Right.
And so that's exciting. And, you know, there's a special section there. The students all get an apple, and so they're able to give an apple to somebody who impacted their life. It's not a real apple,
right,
but a paper apple, and they write on that. And so there's usually a section down there on the lawn of people who have received an apple, and it's very heartwarming. And so we have that. And then also we mentioned the BEC graduation will be Thursday, May 25th, and that's at 6 o'clock p.m. in the middle school auditorium. And I think he said anywhere from 18 to 23 graduates. And again, if you want to see something that's heartwarming, mm-hmm. come and see those students graduate, walk the stage. It's kind of a non-traditional graduate that might have dropped out if not for the intervention of BEC, Chris Edwards and his staff. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's there's so many parents and community and family that show up to support those students. And it's just a wonderful thing if you've never been. So.
All right. Well, we look forward to those celebrations, and we thank you all for coming in, and we wish you luck as you finish out this final stretch of the school year. Thanks again for coming in this morning. We thank our sponsors for having us on the air, and for the Town Talk Show, this has been Kelsey Slaughter.
And Danessa Churchwell.
Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.